This afternoon, President Trump announced that he's invoking the Defense Production Act. Under the law, the government can direct industries to ramp up production of necessary equipment.
We're using the act. The act is very good for things like this. We have millions of masks that we've ordered. They will be here soon. We're having them shipped directly to states.
Trump has said he would use the Defense Production Act as needed. Julia Kayyem is a former Department of Homeland Security advisor, now at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. The Defense Production Act was enacted at the beginning of the Korean War in 1950. Julia, what is it supposed to do?
So it gives a president authority to do two things as regards the private sector. One is to simply acquire from them. We have to pay, but acquire from them goods that they may already have. The other is that it can force or compel manufacturing requirements from manufacturers.
So a clothing factory, for example, might be asked to crank out a bunch of masks, face masks.
That would be exactly the expectation at this stage.
But we're hearing mixed messages from the White House. Is it still clear as to whether the DPA is in effect?
So the Production Act has two parts. The first is a president invokes it. Clearly, Donald Trump has done that. It has a second part, which is it has to be executed. What do you need? What companies have it? And have you commanded the companies to do it? That part has not happened. We're at the surge stage, right? So we activated, meaning all of us are home. We're going to protect each other. And now we have to surge resources to these states and locals who are getting hit on the front line, as we've seen in Italy and elsewhere, with what they need.
What other powers does the Defense Production Act give the president? And in a crisis, is there a risk of overreach with any of those other powers?
The Defense Production Act basically allows the president to take charge of essentially a private company's business plan. And you don't take over the company. You just sort of say, okay, instead of keeping this, we're going to take it. And everyone's compensated. So it's not a stealing. It's just a way of a president getting manufacturing or other resources. So I'm asked this question a lot, like about the overreach. Doesn't this all seem shocking? No one who saw what was happening in China or Italy would say that the criticism is the United States overreacting at this stage. We don't have a national effort. We have a president who's still not able to speak honestly about either deficiencies in masks or what's coming down the pike. I do think the American public is in a little bit of shock right now. And part of that, I think, comes from the failure of the president to, I think, get us ready for this.
Juliet Kayyem was with Homeland Security under Barack Obama. She's now at Harvard's Kennedy School. Thank you very much, as always, Juliet.
Thank you so much.